So if somebody walked up to you and just said, you know what? I'm the light of the world. That would seem a bit weird. Might be quite a surprising thing to hear that, to hear anyone say. If you go back 2,000 years to the time that Jesus was on earth, and to the Jewish people, that is the people that Jesus was part of, it didn't sound quite so weird because they'd heard something like it before. But it sounded even more surprising because of who had said what they'd heard before. So when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, a lot of the people who heard it would probably have remembered, hang on, there's somewhere in the Psalms it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? And they probably have remembered that. And so it was a bit like Jesus saying, I'm like God. I'm like God. Because he says he's the light, and I'm telling you that I am the light of the world. And I think it would also have reminded all those people of another story, not a made-up story, but a true story, something that had happened to the Jewish people in their history. And Ellen's going to tell it. Now it is going to be Ellen. Ellen's going to tell us that story, because this is what I think come into everyone's mind when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
Thank you. Okay. Let's read that story then. So, our reading is from Exodus 13, and we've got some pictures on the screen to help us. So, after the Israelite people had escaped from Egypt, they camped at a place called Ethrim on the edge of the desert. Thank you, darling. The Israelites were uncertain of the way to go. So God sent a pillar of cloud. By day, God went ahead of them in the pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. That must have been so strange. Can you imagine? So strange. And by night, God came in a pillar of fire. The pillar of fire gave them light to travel by night. There it is. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Awesome. Thank you, Nick. So they were not lost. Light is super helpful, isn't it? We've looked at lots of different types of light this morning. I showed you the bedside lamp that can help us to not feel frightened if we wake up in the night when it's dark. Paul showed us his head torch that he wears when he goes running at night to help show him the right way so he doesn't fall into a ditch or river. Although I think we all agree that would be funny. And we talked about how lighthouses make sure boats at sea know where the dangerous rocks are so they don't get shipwrecked. Light can show us there's nothing to be scared of. It can show us the way, and it can highlight dangers too. All of these reasons make light a really helpful and useful thing to have. But what did Jesus mean when he said, he is our light? It's not like he actually glows, although quite a lot of people think he does in old style paintings. However, Jesus' statement, I am the light, harks right back to our story where God shows himself to be light to the Israelites in the desert after they had escaped from Egypt. The people weren't sure of the way to go. So God came to them in a pillar of fire to guide them. Let me say that again. He didn't just send the fire to guide them. God came in the fire. He was there with them, not just looking on from a distance. God came in a pillar of fire that shone so brightly the Israelites couldn't possibly go in the wrong direction. Perhaps the pillar was as bright as the Luxor skybeam. Maybe it was even brighter. I wonder whether there are areas of your life where you need God to show you which way to go, or parts of your life where God is trying to show you the obstacles you need to avoid. Maybe there are things that you're worried or scared about that would feel less scary if God was to shine his light on them. It can certainly feel like we're stumbling around in the dark sometimes, and that can feel really horrible. God was light in this story in the Old Testament. And later in the New Testament, in the Gospel of John, Jesus describes himself as light. Hope you're ready. What was that verse again then? Can you help me? Let's see if we can say it together. I've got it written down, so I'm cheating. No, Nick, don't put it up. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8, verse 12. Brilliant. You've got it. Amazing. I might ask you over coffee later as well. Do a little test. What we know is that Jesus came to lead us on a safe path through life. He came to offer us the best life. But that doesn't mean we won't face obstacles, feel frightened sometimes, and even go down the wrong path every now and again. We are human, after all. So how can we allow Jesus into the areas of our life where we need help, so that we'll never walk in darkness, because we'll have his light to guide us? The simple answer is we need to let Jesus into the parts where it's dark. It's all well and good knowing the things we need to do that will help us, and then merrily ignoring them and pretending that they're not really happening. That isn't going to help at all. We actually have to allow Jesus into the areas of our life where we need help. We need to let him into all areas of our life, even the messy, dark parts. When we do, he will guide us through the tricky paths and past the things that are trying to trip us up. He'll give us peace, he'll speak to us, and he'll send people to support us and help us through the darkness. Okay, we're going to spend a bit of time praying now. To help, we're going to give you all a tea light candle. So I have positioned some people around the room, and they are going to bring to you a tea light candle now. Go team. If you want to pass the bowls down, do a bit of a zigzag. Make sure you've all got a tea light candle, which is a very small candle. Most of you have seen them, I expect. When you have your candle, please can you hold it in the palm of your hand? Children, you too, you can do this, holding it into the palm of your hand. And if you're sitting down, just rest your hand on your lap with your candle in it. Hopefully, most of us have got one now. Guys at home, you're going to have to imagine you have a candle, unless you do have one and you can go and grab one quickly. Awesome. Brilliant. Amazing. That's it. Has everyone got one? Even the children? Have you got one? Yeah? That's it. Hopefully we've got enough. Brilliant job. Thank you, team. You've got one. Awesome. That's amazing. Okay. Excellent job. Thank you very much. So, holding your candle in the palm of your hand with your hand on your lap. If you feel comfortable, can I ask you to close your eyes? You don't have to. It would make this easier. Children, you can do that too. That's it. Just sit, feeling the candle in your hand with your eyes closed. Think about, we can't light our candles, so you're going to have to imagine this. Think about the flame. Think about what its colour is. Think about the small amount of warmth that radiates from a candle. Think about how it flickers. Hold that picture of the candle in your hand in your mind. As we're sitting quietly for a few moments, think about the areas in your life that feel dark at the moment. The areas where you know you need Jesus to come and shine a light. In your mind, tell Jesus what's going on at the moment. And ask him to help you. Take a moment to listen to Jesus. What is he saying to you? Try and catch what he wants to show you. Maybe Jesus has shown you a picture in your mind, or reminded you of a verse or a story in the Bible. Maybe you simply feel a sense of peace. Let's sit quietly just for a couple more moments in God's presence. Let's pray. God, thank you for being with us all the time. Help us to remember that you are always right there with us, waiting and wanting to help us. Please shine your light on the dark areas of our lives where we need your help most. Help us to let you in. Bring us peace and light and lead us on the safe path. Amen. Please open your eyes. Please take your tea lights home and at some point this week, light them for real and just remind yourself of all the things we've talked about today. Children, if you're going to light your tea lights, make sure that you're doing it with a parent next to you. Do not light them on your own. But please, yeah, please take some time in the week to light them and just be reminded that you will never walk in darkness.